Hello, this is Wade with Wade for Wireless, and today I thought we'd talk about what to do in the downtime, because this is a time for your planning, your deployment planning, and other planning. Since you'll be a little bit slow, they're a little bit slow, okay? And a lot of guys on downtime don't always take advantage of it the way they should. In other words, a lot of guys just loaf around, I'm going to be honest with you. We goof off, we talk, and that's good, you know, builds a camaraderie. But I got to tell you, if you got a little bit of downtime, something you can do to be productive, and you can still all do together if you and your crew like to hang out and make jokes and everything, or if you hate each other, this is a good way to make a little competition and see who can do it first. Take some time to get everything in order. Take some time to do inventory. Take some time to go through your stuff. Hey, I know this seems obvious, but you'd be surprised how many guys don't do it unless they have to, or they do it last minute, or they have to leave at 5 in the morning and they're going through their truck at 4:30 in the morning. So here's what I have to say. If you got a little bit of time, check up on your vehicle, the maintenance schedules, the oil, look for any problems you might have. Good time to get it fixed. You know, in Pennsylvania, we have state inspections that are once a year. We need to do that. But you have maintenance and oil changes, and you have problems with your truck. You might have a slow leak in a tire you don't want to deal with. Now's a good time. Okay. That way it's not always last minute, or you're not in some city 4 hours away where you have to do something. The other thing you could do, inventory your truck. I don't know how you guys were, but I carried everything in my truck I could. I carried a lot of spare hardware. And, you know, the basic zip ties, vapor seal, things like that. They were all different things. You know, nuts and bolts, connectors, caulk. Oh, if you use caulk, some caulk isn't any good after it freezes. So you may want to think about if you're in a cold area, not keeping caulk in your truck in the winter. Maybe bringing it in with your tools or something. But anyways, just inventory your truck. Make sure you have everything. I mean, it's something that's it's worth your time. So I'm just throwing that out there, trying to save you a trip to Lowe's or Home Depot while you're at the site. You know, that way you're not a man down. Some guys out, you know, usually send one of your ground guys out to Lowe's or Home Depot, and, you know, he gets sidetracked looking at, you know, tools. That's what I would get sidetracked on. Or else we do it at night after we did the site work. You know, it makes for a long day when you're hungry, you know, you just want to take it easy. So the other thing you could do is inspect all your safety gear. Now, here's what I mean by that. Well, you guys probably do on a daily basis inspect your belt, your lanyards, and possibly your rope. But this is a perfect time to get everything out. All your carabiners, all your shackles, get your shackles out, get your lanyards out, and all your safety lanyards, positioning lanyards, your shock absorbing lanyards, things like that, and inspect them. It's a good time to lay everything out and look at it. If they're wet, dry them out. If, you know, they were frozen, or if you can see if they're worn or torn, good time to look at them and maybe place an order for some new ones if you need it. Or you might be missing gear. You know, when you're out there with a couple crews, sometimes things walk away. Same way with tools. But look over your safety gear, inventory it, inspect it, make sure it's in good shape, and make a list of what you're going to need. The other thing is rope. You know, rope's a huge thing. You might have to dry it out. You know, you may have to bring it in the shop. I don't know if you guys have bays or garages that you pull in. But what we used to do, we had a basement. It was sort of damp. So we used to have to run the heater down there. And we'd lay a rope out. You know, you have a couple hundred feet of rope. It takes up quite a bit of space. But if it's wet, you want it to dry. And if you're like most guys, you keep your rope in a big garbage can. You know what I mean? So that way it's easy in, easy out. So what you could do, you just pull it all out, lay it out, you know, run the heater for a weekend, or keep the heat turned on high for that area. When I say high, you know, 70, 75, wouldn't put it up to 80. But you want it to be nice and dry, you know, if you have forced hot air heat. So it'll be nice and dry in that area, and that'll dry your rope out. The other thing we did when they were really wet, you know, we would string it up over a line of chairs or tables or something just to let it dry out that much faster. If you lay it on the floor, it may or may not dry. Plus, the heat doesn't. We had concrete floor, so the heat didn't always make it down. So it's a good time to take care of your rope and inspect your rope, you know. Or if you have steel cables, your hardware lanyards, like the lanyards you use to pull your loads and your beaners, things like that, look them over. Make sure they're in good shape. Make sure you have all that you expect to have. You know, we usually had an inventory of stuff, and stuff walks away or gets lost. It just happens. Sometimes you see these pictures on Facebook where guys find stuff on the tower all the time. So this is a good chance for you to make sure you have everything. And the next thing I'm going to bring up, which I've been talking about the whole time, are tools. Again, tools have a habit of walking away or falling off the tower. You just have a habit of losing stuff. So it's a good time to look over your tools, you know. And if you forget tools and it's a 4 to 8 hour drive, unless it's a pretty important tool, I doubt you're going to drive back 4 hours to get it. You know, you're going to wait till the next time you're there, and chances are there'll be 10 crews there until you get back. So it'll be gone. So just make sure you have everything you have so you don't have to replace it on the site. If you're at the site and you need something, you know what a pain in the butt it is, because when you need it or when you realize you need it, it's a little late. So if you do it now, you look over what you have, what you use regularly, that's the best you can do. And like I said, I brought this up before, but again, inspect your vehicle for things that may be wrong, like the tires, dents, dings, scratches, maybe you have a leak somewhere, you have a little bit of time to look at it, things like that. Paperwork. Paperwork's another big one. You know, it's the end of the year, beginning of the year, depending upon when you hear this, but you should always take the time to see if you're caught up on your paperwork. Now, most people do it at the site, okay? And that's the ideal situation to do it at the site. With that said, you know, when it's 7 or 8 o'clock at night and you just want to go home and everybody's tired and hungry because you probably didn't eat because you're working at the site, you tend to forget about the paperwork, and I get it. But now is a good time to catch up on it. If you're a contractor, you may need to prepare for tax time. You know, you may want to close out your books. You got to clean it all up. But it's not fun, but it's necessary. Make sure you have all the customers' paperwork in and ready to send out, because that's something else. You know, you want to, obviously, you don't get paid unless you send the bill. And it's just something that you're going to have to do. I know it's tedious. I know nobody enjoys doing it, but it's got to be done. Next thing is set your deployment schedule. Like, where are the guys going to be for the next month? Do you have a plan for the rollout? Do you have a plan of who's going to be where? And just sort of try to divvy out who's going to what city or what job or whatever. You know, it's a good time to make a plan. I know a lot of guys don't like to plan that far ahead because they look at it and say, well, you know, things change. This could change. Listen, if you have a tentative plan, you can always change it, right? We all have last minute things that come up, you know, or someone can't make it or an emergency comes up. If you're trying to split your crews between installation and maintenance, sometimes a maintenance emergency comes up. I had it happen all the time. It's just the way it was. But it's good to have a, you know, I'm not saying you have to set a firm schedule, but a tentative schedule, just something, a soft schedule you can set. That way you have a good idea of who's going where. And that way, if you're running the crew, you can really do your workmates a favor by letting them know where you think they'll be in a month or in 2 weeks or in 3 weeks. I think it helps people plan. I think it helps them know that they're going to be out of town. If they have a family function or, you know, something to do with the kids or something they don't want to miss, maybe they can swap with somebody and they can stay local. I'm just throwing this out there. It's just a good time to plan. Next one's the on-call schedule. Hey, it's a good time to plan the on-call schedule if you haven't done that yet. Usually you do it months in advance, but this is a time of year when you can really sit and think about it. Plus, again, if you plan your on-call schedule about 3 months out, it gives the crews a chance to swap with people if they know they can't be on call for any particular reason, because that's a big deal if someone can't make it. Now, things come up last minute, but you know, it's still pretty convenient if they can swap it out or make changes. So the other thing I like to do is look back on the things that I've done the previous year, and I like to think about how I can improve this year. You know, take some time, review the paperwork. Maybe you rented some things. I'm going to use something big here, which is usually obvious, but maybe you rented a bucket truck enough that now maybe you could afford to pay for one. You know, you have enough work coming up for a bucket, you can pay for it and just buy one. I worked at one place where we bought a smaller bucket truck and we would just lease the bigger one when we needed it. So it's one of those things where you can evaluate that. Now, most people do it with the jobs coming up. But what I'm saying is, if you're looking back and you see it's going to really help on maintenance, where you can have one guy do the work of two if you have a bucket truck or something like that, that could help. I'm just throwing it out there. Sometimes there's other tools that you think you may need. You can see work coming up and you maybe can review what work's coming up this year. And also you can maybe review your paperwork and see how to improve it, like the hazard assessments, the closeout packages. Maybe just, not saying look at everything, but maybe randomly pick some out or look at jobs where you had problems at or you lost money at. Just review that. Maybe there's a way you can improve it or finish it quickly, or maybe you know a better way to bid on the job next time. For instance, if it was a particular tower that was really hard to work with or climb, maybe now you know to bid that job a little higher. Don't bid on it at all. Maybe it wasn't worth it. I mean, if you're losing money on it, maybe it's just not worth it. Look over ways to improve your paperwork, your scopes of work, your bill of materials, things like that. Look over your stock and your inventory. So I know most of you guys know this, and I can hear a lot of you guys out there just complaining that I even brought this up. But to say it and to do it are two different things. Am I right? I mean, you can always say, well, I know all that. I'm just reminding you to do it. I don't doubt any of you know all this. I'm just throwing it out there as a little reminder. You have a little bit of time. I know we all like downtime a couple times of the year, but this is just a good time to think about things like that and be productive. You know, you can give people work and give everyone something to do by just planning all this stuff out. Plus, you can review your year of how you can improve or what you can do better next year. All right? Hey, guys, be smart, be safe, pay attention to what you're doing. If you have a plan, follow the plan, but don't be afraid to adapt, improvise, and overcome. All right? Because that's the way it is. Take care, everybody. One more thing, don't forget, I have a products page, weightserver.com/products, but anyways, I have the link on the blog. I have my Tower Climbing and Introduction ebook, also in audio form. I have Field Worker's Aid for Tower Site Work, again, another ebook. And I also have my SAL tutorial, where I can, where I basically go over the ins and outs of the scope of work for wireless deployment. So all that's there for you guys to use and, you know, look over. I hope it helps. Those are products. That's again, how I keep the blog going. I don't advertise too much on either page, but advertising doesn't make much money anyway, it seems. But with these products, I'm hoping to really make your lives easier, really hoping to pass some of the 25 years of knowledge. I guess it's about 30 years, showing my age. Of work that I've done in the field and that I've done on both sides. So it's there for you guys. I just wanted to give you a heads up. Take care, everybody.